With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now once again with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Coach, welcome back.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on again.
You know, last week at this time when we talked, you know, you had to put stuff in the rearview mirror and get the kids out to practice and try to rebound from a tough loss. And boy, did your team ever do that. Before we talk about the game, Coach, tell me a little bit about how practice went last week, say from Tuesday to Thursday.
Yeah, it was tough. With the Friday night game, we were actually Monday, so we played Saturday, so we were right back at it Monday, which in retrospect probably helped us. It got us out there a little bit quicker, and the kids were in their feelings early in the week, certainly. I think they were more beat up mentally than anything, and it was more about the staff and the coaches coming together and with the players and just saying, look, we're all in this together. We all share this. We all own it, and we're going to fix it this week, and we just went to work. There was no magic formula. The kids just went to work. We had a great week in the weight room. We're very structured that way, and I think that structure helps those guys. And it was business as usual, but I think there was a tenor to practice. I think it was pretty intense. It was very physical, and I think it needed to be, and they played it the right way Friday night.
Is there ever some kind of sign or warning sign or Star of David or whatever it might be over the team at practice when you can say, okay, everything is going the way I want it this week or not so much? Because you mentioned mental fatigue, and I think that's something that we don't really talk about with kids in high school, but it's a factor.
Certainly is. You know, last week was the end of the first quarter here at St. John's, so there's that added academic stress too. So the kids were wearing it. You know, tough game on that Saturday, and then the last week of the quarter, trying to catch up on any loose ends academically, which always come first here. So I think it was a tough week. It was a grind of a week, but a testament to their resolve and the way they work, and great result at the end. There were a lot of happier faces this Monday at our workout at 6:30.
Oh, I can imagine. Tell me about the game, Coach, because what a rebound from the week before.
Yeah, it was a dominant performance. I thought the defense was just awesome. They're really good offensively. Their quarterback is outstanding. He's going to William & Mary. We held him to 14 of 38 passing for really low yardage. One or two interceptions. They were just outstanding. They couldn't run the ball. I think they ran for under 40 yards on 20-something carries. So line of scrimmage was dominated. I thought up front offensively we did the same thing. We ran for over 250, I believe, threw the ball pretty well. We missed some big shots early that really would have made that game even worse. So, you know, we hit those. It's you know, it's big at halftime, but nonetheless, I thought it was a pretty complete performance, and the line of scrimmage battle, which we talk about often, was won by us on both sides, which is great to see.
And again, please tell me about the character of the team, because on the St. John's Prep Football Twitter account, the kids were out there doing community service the very next morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we believe in here. We look for opportunities, and we're fortunate enough. One of our former captains, Matt Mitchell, his parents very active at Mission Church in Somerville, and his father's a pastor over there, and they invite us every year to serve at their food pantry this weekend every year, this past weekend anyway. And we've been doing it probably 4 or 5 years now, and we always got a great group of guys, you know, 60, 70 guys over there serving the community. And it's just something we believe in here, service to others. And we got great kids, and they understand it. They get it. They want to do it. That's the best part. They want to do it. They're asking when it's, you know, 2 weeks out, you know, when are we doing that? Is that coming up? That type of stuff. And as a coach, you just kind of sometimes you sit back. I told the coaches in the meeting at the end of the week, like, you know, every once in a while, just take measure of how fortunate we are to have great kids to work with. No matter what, win, loss, when you're working with people like that, caliber individuals like that, it's a privilege.
I think when educators push that also and, you know, make it an important part of a student's education, it's so important because so many times we get kids who come to be adults and they've never done a day of service in their lives. And I think service to community is really an important factor. So congratulations on that. That's cool. What about a fatigue factor, Brian, this time of year? Does that happen with kids? Do you have to keep your eye out for that? Or I know these kids are in such great condition, and I'm sure most of them follow a routine because they know how difficult the competition is.
Yeah, that's a great point. Of course it happens. You know, we try to educate them as best we can. Our strength and conditioning coach, Anna Taco, does such a great job with them, not just in the weight room, but just, you know, discussing nutrition and how to take care of their bodies and adequate sleep. And, you know, we give them every opportunity to take the best care of themselves as they can. And they do a really good job. Perfect, no. Are they run down? Of course. Every football team this time of year is run down, especially at this level, playing the caliber of people we play and the style we play. But there's also a grizzled foxhole-type mentality at this time of year. When you're good, you kind of embrace it. And we're all kind of in the same boat, coaches as well. We're all kind of worn down a little bit, but yeah, we're all sort of like, it's time.
Oh, yeah, second season.
It's a rejuvenation. You know?
There you go. Tell me once again, please, about the relationship between your freshman quarterback and your senior quarterback, because it seems to be a very healthy mentor-student type relationship that is helping each of them.
Yeah, it starts with, I mean, they're both such great kids, great teammates, really good players. You know, it's a very difficult situation in terms of you have a kid you feel very strongly about, and Deacon Robillard has had a ton of success here as a starting quarterback. And then you have a young kid who's an absolute phenom and probably one of the best quarterbacks in the country for his class when he comes out as a senior. So it's a tough situation. It's obviously a great situation to have two high-quality people at that position. But as a coach, to tell one of them that you're not going to play as much as the other is really difficult, especially when it's a senior who's a captain and had the success. But he's such a great kid and such a great teammate. He's become our starting punter. He averages 47 yards a punt right now. I mean, it just speaks volumes to the type of kid he is. He holds on every PAT. He's played in every game at quarterback. He's had touchdown drives in every game at quarterback except for one. He's well over 60% completion rate. He's got 7 touchdowns. So Deacon's had a really good year, even though he's taken a step back. And then Chris is obviously, he's been phenomenal as a freshman. You could never tell me, walking in the stadium, sight unseen, that you would think that kid's a freshman. You'd say he's a senior. Where's he going to college next year?
Wow.
How good he is. So we're blessed, and speaks to how they were raised. They both have great family structures around them, and they're just great people, and they support each other. And there's never been one ounce of any kind of jealousy or being upset. It's all about team and what's best for the team, and they both bought into what we're doing 100%, which is just awesome.
It is amazing. Finally, Coach, with respect to the playoffs, how important was that game against BC High, because you did secure the number one seed?
Yeah, it was huge. We needed it for multiple reasons, not the least of which was just to right a wrong from the previous week. But yeah, it did secure the seed, which we, you know, people are saying, well, you know, that's great, but, I mean, we earned it. It's not like they just gave it out. We earned it. We went 7-1 against, we had the toughest schedule in Massachusetts by the strength of schedule calculation. So we strive to play really good people. We do. And we won 7 out of 8. And we had one hiccup, and it happens. And it happened to be probably the best team in New England, maybe even the Northeast region. So it's going to happen. But we're prepared. We've earned the one seed, but we got a tough road ahead. We know there's a lot of teams. Division I bracket is loaded with a lot of good football teams, and I think there's 4 or 5 teams that could probably say we got a legit shot at winning this thing, and I think we're one of them.
All right, so it starts Friday, and you guys have the number 16 seed. That is Attleboro, is it?
Attleboro, yeah. We actually played them 2 years ago in the 2-15 game, I think, or something like that. I don't remember what it was. Oh, 7-10. We were actually the 7th seed 2 years ago. But yeah, we played them, so we have a little bit of recent history with them, but we'll find out more. We just got film from them, and we'll go to work.
All right, Coach, it's a home game, I'm sure. Friday night, is it?
Yeah, Friday night at 6 at home, yep.
All right. Thank you, Brian, as always. Have a great week, and good luck this week.
You as well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. That is St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.